It is Wednesday. It's Veterans Day. And here, typically on the second Wednesday of the month, we have interviews with our Pottawatomie County School Administrators. We have Tim Winter here from Wamego. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Dave.
And then there's Kevin Logan from Rock Creek. Howdy.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're delighted to have you here on In Focus this morning. And, you know, we've got so many things that are happening here at the studios with the Veterans Day activities. We do want to remind our folks that we do have the parade that will be featured on K-Man's Facebook page. You'll be able to watch it at 9:30. And then the commemorative program we'll have live on K-Man beginning at 11. So, well, hey, let's talk about the world of education. What a mess.
It is a mess, Dave, but if you don't mind, can we start with the positives? We've got a lot of great stuff going on, and I'd like
Okay, so let's do this. News Radio KMAN, it's In Focus. And today we're going to be visiting with our Pottawatomie County School Administrators, Tim Winter and Kevin Logan. And we got so many great stories to talk about here. Tim, you've got some. Why don't you just go with it here?
Okay. Well, first off, Brandon asked if I could provide an update on the our National Honor Flight program, since it is Veterans Day. He asked if we could talk about that very briefly, so I will. Of course, with COVID, it is grounded at this point in time through February of 2021, so that many of their activities, their fundraisers that they use to honor veterans by flying them with our student guardians to Washington, D.C., and just see the memorials and have services for them to honor and thank them. Those are grounded through February. But as soon as they're given the all clear, they are ready to roll. And, you know, God willing, maybe we'll get a flight in this spring, but otherwise we'll just keep preparing and be ready as soon as they're able to continue with their mission, which is to honor all of those veterans and show them their appreciation for their sacrifice and service to our country. So,
you know, I think that's one of the neatest programs for a school to take on that I've ever, you know, been able to talk about, or at least that we've ever talked about here on the, on the radio station.
Yeah. Sean Horning, Susie Sprinkle, and their National Honor Flight, it's run out of the National Honor Society primarily, but then a lot of other students who apply to be student guardians. We're one of the two or three schools in the country, or organizations in the country, that actually use student guardians. Many do take veterans to D.C. on the honor flight, but they use adult guardians. But we are one of you that use student guardians, and it's such a tremendous learning experience for those students to be able to, I mean, they spend basically 48 straight hours, other than a few hours of sleep time, 48 straight hours with a veteran and, you know, hearing the stories, talking about their experiences and just sharing that bond that can be built between a teenager and a veteran. So it's phenomenal.
I know, Tim, that they spend a lot of time at the memorials, and Bob Dole, a senator, has often greeted some of those veterans from the honor flights. And now this year or next year, whenever the next flight is, will be the first opportunity for many of them to see the Eisenhower Memorial that's there on the mall.
Yeah, they just do so many great things, and it's a whirlwind of a trip. They typically leave very, very early in the morning, sometimes like 2 or 3 in the morning, where we'll be up there providing a quick breakfast and putting them on a bus to head to the airport. And then they return on a evening, approximately not quite 48 hours later, where we welcome them back. We've done a variety of things, but the last few years we have a huge rally in the gymnasium, and our band is playing, and there's a program that honors them as they walk into, you know, standing ovations and cheers, and it's really a moving event.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations when those flights are able to be reinstated. I know that there will be a lot of folks, and not just the veterans, because it's very fulfilling for those that are participating as volunteers. And what a great educational and historical opportunity for your students.
It really is. Like I said, the stories and the memories that they come back with and the relationships they build are just incredible. And then they continue to honor those veterans each and every year where we have events and fundraisers, and our former students will come back and pair up with their veteran that they were with on the honor flight. And it certainly builds a lifelong relationship for those students and veterans.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to all the folks at Wamego at the high school there with the honor flight. Well, Kevin, what's new at Rock Creek?
Hey, I'm going to stay on the Veterans Day theme just a little bit. We've had to alter the Veterans Day assembly that's been done at St. George Elementary for years into more of just a morning meeting concept. But out at the new Rock Creek Middle School, they had a Veterans Day assembly this morning. Had about a half dozen folks outside of our school, veterans, show up and participate in that ceremony, along with the 380-ish kids there at Rock Creek Middle School. And that was really nice out there this morning. Our 7th and 8th grade choir sang the national anthem, which is very, very nice. You know, 10-15-minute ceremony, but went over very well. So kudos to Mrs. Boosing and her staff for putting that together. And then here in about 30 minutes, our band will be actually marching Veterans Day Parade there in Manhattan. A little new twist for us this year. Our band instructor, Jay Copal, is partnering with one of the Manhattan band instructors. And I guess we're going to have a Rock Creek Manhattan High Band marching.
I think that's exciting.
I'm not sure that they've rehearsed that at all yet, but... I'm not going to get over there with this program, and I believe they're marching sometime in the neighborhood of 9:15. But look forward to watching that on your K-Man stream and see how that goes. So really appreciate Manhattan working along with us to be able to participate in that parade again.
I guess they're calling it some sort of a hybrid or a mashup, but I don't recall hearing, you know, local high school bands in a parade doing that, other than like on when K-State had band day.
Right. So yeah, I'm sure it'll be you know, a challenge for the students and for the instructors to come together after not rehearsing together, but you know, the fact that they're willing to put themselves out there and try that and have the opportunity to participate in the parade is just tremendous.
Yeah. And the parade gets underway in about 14 minutes. So yes, That'll be exciting. And you're all set for the parade to watch it from your office, right?
I'm going to do my best to get on. You said K-Man has a live feed, correct?
Yeah, we'll have it on our Facebook page.
Facebook page. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so that's how we'll be doing that today. So a great opportunity and great exposure for those that are participating in the parade, and especially when so many people don't have access to get out. I think it's a great opportunity for folks to
and what a nice day.
Well, it's gorgeous outside.
We've been over there before when it's been raining and sleeting and snowing.
Oh,
and
I know I have too.
This morning, but man, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, let me just check the temperature here real quick. It's still a little bit chilly, but if you dress warmly and let your face see the sun, 33 right now. So it's going up nicely. So yep. Anyway, well, some other things that are happening. And Wamego, I know, Tim, you're still working on football this season.
We are. And we'll let me get to a couple things, just fall celebrations. Then I'll hit the big game this Friday. But Monday night at the board meeting, we recognize a large number of students for some great accomplishments. We had several middle school students make the middle level honor band, the Kansas Music Educator Association for North Central Kansas, and these students they did it via Zoom. You know, it was a performance via Zoom, but these students are part of that selection. That's the highest honor a middle school student can receive in band. But Gabe Vikoski, Madeline May, Josh Pugh, Clayson Newell, Carter McCune, Piper Clark, Caleb Braymeyer, and Eli Paddock were our middle school students that made that honor band. So congratulations to them and their instructors, Mr. Richmond and Mrs. Gardner. We also, fall sports, We still have football going on, which is fantastic. But fall sports were just phenomenal at Wamego. We had 4 out of our 5 fall sports teams qualify for state. And I haven't looked back at the history books, but I'm pretty sure that's probably never happened. Because now we could say football is technically qualified for state because they are a final 8 in the final 8 team. So we start with girls golf, finished runner up at state golf, and they also were regional champions. So great year for our girls golf and Coach Kirsty Miller. Girls volleyball were sub-state champs and qualified for state first time since 2005. So congrats to Coach Foot and all of those high school volleyball players. Boys cross country. As you all know, we host state cross country every year at Wamego and had a great day and a great races last weekend. But boys finished 4th and Emery Wolf was the 12th place medalist. And they had a great day and performed very well. We also had 2 young ladies qualify for state. Adeline Fulmer placed 6th, and Charlie Lynn also ran and qualified for state. So it's just been a great year for high school sports. We also had some league championships in middle school cross country and a runner-up finish in 7th grade volleyball. But then on to football. Well, yes, our boys. Our young men, I should say, young men have had just a fantastic season and battled a lot of adversity and, you know, the ups and downs of COVID and replacing a few games on the schedule. So first and foremost, you know, we are just extremely thankful that for the most part, our team's completed a full season. We've had our COVID challenges and unknowns, but we've completed a full season and kids and coaches have been disciplined and done everything they can, to make sure that we can keep playing ball and so forth. But the boys play at 6:00 this Friday night. They have a matchup against Arc City. It is, like I said, there's just 8 teams left in Class 4A, and we're looking forward to a great game. Of course, capacity is limited. So it will be live streamed. You can find that in our announcements from the high school on the link for that live stream. There will be a limited number of tickets available at the gate, but we just want to wish Coach Moody and all of his players and assistant coaches the best of luck. And we think they're going to go out Friday night and get a win and advance to the Final Four then next Friday. So it's a big night. I know K-Man has got them on as the game of the week.
Actually, it's on our sister station, B104.
I'm sorry. Yep, B104
That's right.
Is game of the week.
We're going to have Riley County on K-Man. So.
Okay. And WTC, our local TV phone affiliate, will have them airing live on the WTC Wamego High School channel. So, yeah, it's been a great fall sports season, great in many ways, again, biggest thing is we're thankful that our kids were able to participate and perform each and every week in sports and other activities.
That's Tim Winter, superintendent of the Wamego Schools, Kevin Logan with Rick also joining us on K-Man's In Focus. Kevin, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to let you do your shout-outs and your accolades within the Rock Creek District students and faculty as well, okay?
That's good.
All right. Thank you.